In recent shows, we've said that the power of an authentic definition is such that it illuminates far beyond itself, as what is authentic reflects truth, and truth is an intricately interwoven whole, meaning that the threads are interlaced without artifice. It's not a contrived or forced interlinking, and that the more we delve, the more we see of the whole, which is why we need to start using the lexicon for a free people, using redefined, new definitions, so we can begin to reveal to our eyes the whole. If a definition doesn't lead us into light, but rather deeper and deeper into confusion, that's not gold, that's a con. This issue of distinguishing truth from lies is up for all of us right now for many reasons, but a big one is that the secrecy of power in its state form is being progressively exposed. That is to say, more and more of us can't help but see its reality. So what does that mean? What does it mean that more and more are seeing the hand that wears the stain? The blood stain. I think we need to look more deeply at this question of secrecy, but also ask, what social musculature for our future supports full transparency? Last week, we said that there are three possible definitions of the main problem facing us as a global humanity, at least from the perspective of folks who want to establish societal conditions based on fairness, cooperation, openness, sharing, instead of on cons and manipulation. The problem could either be unrestrained greed, with the solution, fix the state, or the problem could be impersonal but accelerating economic forces of consumption unleashed on the world, with the solution, fix the state. Or the problem could be Plato-loving philosopher king hopefuls, aka power guys, consciously moving us toward totalitarianism, who use the global interstate structure and the global market as levers, in which case fixing the state but strengthens power helps the power guys realize their vision. And I'm arguing that we need to put these theories to the test of the great communal mind working on them, which means discussion, which means that we must hear all of them. Now, the latter possibility we never hear discussed over the airwaves, such that the people could hear it and begin considering it. And that omission is not just suggestive. If you think about it, it's definitive, as it can't be explained except by accepting that there is conscious design. And this is also the case, I think, with the cutting away of planetary health beneath our feet, because it fits with that definition and not the others. And what I mean is that it's true that greed does lead to eating the earth faster, i.e. the consolidation and aggregation of the planet's resources. But this means putting them in a very few hands, this consolidation and aggregation. And as resources are finite, these few hands butt up against very real physical limits. But the accumulation is still in their hands regardless. So what do you suppose they want to do with it? Redistribute it or apply it to concretizing a vision in which their elevation can't be challenged or eroded and is fixed in place? And as we've been talking about, they can buy the state. So the tendency is obvious. So what do we want to do about it?